It's the 28th day of November. In the year of our Lord, 2021. If you would, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. We finally made it to chapter 3. How long have we been in 1 Peter? I told you we'd get here. I know we've been in 1 Peter chapter 2 a long time. And my eldest son and his family has finally darkened the doors of Zion Baptist. Good to have my children here today. Good to see them yesterday at our Thanksgiving that we had out at the fellowship hall. Especially good to see them today in the Lord's house, on the Lord's day, with the Lord's people. First Peter chapter 3. And this continues from chapter 2, from verse 21. The apostle Peter says, likewise. In other words, not only the things that he had to say from verse 21 through 25, he continues and says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Is that even allowed today? Can you even say such today? You know how I feel about it. I have not changed. The Word of God does not change. Even though modern day churches will not preach such, and will not even read such anymore in modern day churches, the scriptures do not change. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. That word is hagenos, clean. Your chaste. That word is hagenos. For you women, while they behold your clean conversation or your manner of living, I don't have to preach this. Hush your mouth, girl. (laughs) You don't have to preach this. All you got to do is read it. If you know the meanings of the words, chaste, clean, good, pure, holy, while they behold your chaste conversation or manner of living coupled with fear, who's adorning women? We get into the men too, but right now it's the women. Who's adorning means the way that you dress, the way that you present yourselves. Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold or of putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. That word hindered means cut down, hewed down, that your prayers are not hindered. Ye husbands, likewise, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Now, I don't know of anything more sacred, more honorable than marriage. We're not preaching on marriage today. We're preaching on what the Scripture says here, but it's talking to wives and husbands. It's talking mostly to wives, that even though you may have a husband that is not perfect, and if there is any, please introduce me to them, because I've never met one. Not a one. There are no perfect husbands. There are no perfect wives. If there was a perfect wife, it was my grandma. We called her Mama Lola. Be in subjection to your own husbands. Not many wives understand that these days. But the Scripture has not changed, and it does not change. Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Why is that? Why would the Lord say such? Why would the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul and the Lord Jesus Christ teach such that wives are to be in subjection to their husbands? Well, if you want to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, you can read all about it. And we've taught that before, because it paints a picture of Christ and the church. Christ being the husband, the church being his wife, and the church being in subjection to Christ, that we bow to him like Sarah did to her husband and even called him Lord. Because it was Eve who was deceived by the devil in the garden. They being women, wives, being the weaker, because that's the way God made them. He said, well, that just ain't right. Well, go read what the apostle says about it. Who are you to say what's right and what's wrong? It is the Almighty that decides that. And it's decided. It's a done deal. Whether you like it, whether you agree with it, whether you don't, it's a fact. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That if any, meaning if any husbands, obey not the word, they may also, without the word, meaning without this. Can you believe that? Can you believe the apostle said such? That without the word of God, that the wives, with their chaste manner of living, might win over their husbands to the Word of God without the Word of God. They may be able to see God in the way that you live, you wives. You ain't got to preach that. That's just good stuff. My grandma was such a woman. How many times has my grandma bowed down beside my bed, put her hand up upon me at night, and prayed for me? Whew, that's just good stuff. And from the time I was 12 years old, I knew. And I'd call my grandma at night and talk to her on the phone at midnight. My grandma was such a woman. And you can go to Proverbs, you can go to Psalms, and you can read about such women. You can go to Samuel and read about his mama. She was such a woman. She was such a woman that when Samuel was born, because she was the first, he was the firstborn that broke the matrix of the woman Hannah, that she took him to the priest Eli and said, here you go. He's the Lord's. And she gave her son Samuel to God and left him. And what a prophet he was. Likewise, ye wives. Let's go back and read chapter 2, verses 21 to the beginning of this chapter, so you'll understand what it means by likewise. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That means deceit. You hear me, Samuel? There was no guile, there was no deceit found in the Lord Jesus. He never tried to deceive anybody in any way. Because Christ also suffered, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, meaning talked against, slandered against, rejected, they reviled him. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered rejection. Now, we don't understand, but it's kind of like this. This is a very small example. When I ride down the road, I wave at everybody. Yeah, colored folks too. I wave at everybody. I throw my hand up. Most people do not throw their hand back up. Has that got anything to do with it? Am I waving to people so that they will wave back at me? No. No. It's got nothing to do with it. It don't matter if they wave or not. Now, do I enjoy it when they throw their hand back? Yeah, I like that. But that's got nothing to do with it. We as Christian people, God loving and love all his creatures, white, black, I don't care what they are, where they're from, it's got nothing to do with it. But we as Christian people, we want to speak. We want to be kind. Doesn't matter if they wave back. That's not the reason I'm waving at them. That's not the reason I'm speaking to them. It's got nothing to do with whether they throw their hand up or not. It's got something to do with you. What do you mean by it? And you're just being a kind gesture of throwing your hand up when they pass. Doesn't matter if they wave back. Got nothing to do with it. You understand? What does it cost you to throw your hand up? Doesn't cost you a thing. Little energy. Whatever it costs you to raise your hand up. But you never know what it means to them. Even though they may not throw their hand back up, to know that there's people out there that care enough to throw their hand up. Doesn't cost you a thing. Be kind. You wives, all men sin when they go to town because of the way women dress. And I've always told you, and I always will, it's okay for women to want to look nice. And that's okay. You know, they put on a little makeup and they do whatever. They want to look nice. Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Women ought to look nice. God made us such that you chose your wife for one reason or another, and one of the reasons was because she looks nice. And you want her to. You buy her little perfumes and things so she can look nice and smell nice, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But when you push it to the point, that you attract attention to yourself, you about to cross the line. Because what is our job? What is our responsibility while we're on this earth? To bring attention to ourselves? No. I've noticed that these modern day preachers don't dress up anymore in suits and ties. Of course, I hadn't worn a tie in a long time because we're family now. I don't have to put on a tie for y'all. But I noticed that they, on these TV preachers, my son Corey sent me a email the other day, or a text message the other day, that I can listen to preaching now on Sirius XM. And I turned one on. He preached on marriage. And a good sermon he preached too. I'm talking about. If you start attracting attention to yourself and not to the Lord Jesus, you've crossed the line. This is what he says. Be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, women, that means that you obey your husband. Husbands, that does not mean that you rule over your wife like a slave. That does not mean that. Read the book! Just read the book, and you'll know. God told Abraham, he said, hey, you listen to your wife. Because she's got it and you don't. She understands something that you don't understand. Listen to Sarah, your wife. But wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Be obedient to your husbands. As long as they don't transgress the word of God, you obey what your husband said. I remember my grandma telling me, son, I've never disobeyed your grandpa. I've never disobeyed Papa Tim. When he said, Lowler, load, I loaded. Never disobeyed him. Because the Bible says, wives, obey your husbands as unto the Lord. And she never disobeyed my grandpa. She said, but I never lied for him, and I never missed church for him. There's some things you don't do. You don't transgress the word of God for your husbands, but you obey them. Because God made them to watch over you and to protect you and to provide for you. Even though that's contrary to what the world teaches today, they also teach you not to whip your children. But God says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Spoil means like rotten meat, stinking, burnt. which most children are today. Don't spare the rod from your child. Tear their butts up when they need it. And love their necks right after you do. So that they know that you love them. Hug them. Care for them. You wives have a very great responsibility. Be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the manner of living, the conversation of the wives. Not to rattle on, but the way you live. They will see and understand without the actual word of God. They'll see the word of God in the way you live. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, that you fear God, that you fear disobeying Him, not a fear of His judgment coming on you. As Christian women, you would not fear such, because there is no such judgment coming upon you. But fear as though a father will tear your butts up if you don't behave yourselves. That kind of fear. Not judgment coming upon you, but discipline coming upon you. You fear God. As I've always told you, and I'll always tell you, it's always been about obedience. Same way it is with children. It's always been about obedience. Obey your parents, children. Or fear getting your butts tore up, which you ought to if you don't obey. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold and putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible. Even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Oh, women, you have a great responsibility. You will not learn it from the mainstream media today. You will not learn it in modern day churches today, because they're afraid they may offend some women. If you're offended, you're offended by the truth, is all I can say. You're offended by the Word of God. Not offended by me. I'm just reading what the book says. But let it be the hidden man of the heart that you adorn. And that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of a great price. Just read the book. I mean, go to Ephesians chapter 5. Go to Galatians and read. Just read what a woman's responsibility is as a godly woman. You have great responsibility upon you to have a meek and a quiet spirit. We used to have family reunions at my grandma's, granddaddy's, Papa Tim, Mama Lola. And Lord, when you got 9 young'uns and 100 grand young'uns and great-grandchildren and kinfolks, neighbors, they would all come. Oh, we'd play fiddles and guitars and pianos, and we'd have a big old time. And without a doubt, there would always be some little females that would come dressed improperly to Mama Lola's. That's just good stuff now. And Mama Lola would call them over by her and set them down and put her arm around them. She'd say, "Now, little sister, you causing men folk around here to sin. because you ain't dressed right. You dressed in such a way that you attract attention to yourself, and the men folk will sin lusting after you because of the way you've dressed, and God's going to hold you accountable because you caused the men folk to sin looking at you because of the way you dressed. Now the next time you come to my house, you dress like you ought to. So sweet and so meek, she would tell them. Out of love for them, she would tell them, don't come back to my house dressed like that. Women have a responsibility about them to teach their children and to be themselves an example before their children of how they are to behave and how they are to dress. Not to attract attention to themselves, but to bring glory to God. Nothing can do it like a mama. Nothing. Daddy can't do it like mama can. Grandpa can't do it like grandma can. Not to children. You understand? Just read the book. It's all in here. It's in the book. All you got to do is read the book. I didn't even look at my notes. My time ain't quite up. My time ain't quite up. Let's look over to Ephesians chapter 5. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. And look, it's all through here. I mean, you can't read the book without seeing about wives and husbands, men and women, and how they're supposed to behave themselves and how they're supposed to do. Now, I mean, the book's full of it. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning verse 22, says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ain't that something? That's a good stuff. Now you can't tell a lost woman that because she won't hear it. She don't want to hear it. But Christian women want to hear the truth. And the truth is, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Like the Lord Himself, submit yourself unto Him and obey Him and do what He asks you to do. And a godly man is not going to lord over you. He is not going to treat you like a slave. He is going to love you like the Lord Jesus loves His bride. And He gave Himself for His bride. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Meaning the church. The body. The church. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. In everything. Wives, can you tell your children, I've never disobeyed my husband? As long as he was a Christian man and doing what he's supposed to do. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's the way a husband's to love his wife. Like Christ loved the church and gave himself. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. It wasn't easy for the Lord Jesus either. But he loved his Father so much, and he loved his bride so much, that he gave himself. And his people rejected him. I mean, his own people. The people that he was sent to rejected him. And so will your people reject you. They will hate you for the truth. And that's okay. We're called to that. We're called to that. To be rejected by our own families. By our own kin. By our own children. We're called to that. But don't ever turn from the truth of God's Word. Though the whole world reject you, so did the Lord Jesus. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. By the Word of God. That he would sanctify and cleanse us and turn us from our wicked and evil ways. None of us are perfect. I wake up every morning. Every morning. I'm 64 years old. And I wake up every morning and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Have mercy on me today. Watch over my children. There's my eldest and there's my youngest son. Watch over them and their families. My little grandchildren. Their wives. And their husband. I got one daughter. Ain't it something how your son-in-law ain't never quite measure up to what he's supposed to be? That's just the way it is. They don't never quite measure up. I'd like to choke him to death. But I still pray for him. He's my daughter's husband. And I got three of the finest little boys, grandchildren. And one mean little girl. Yeah, I'm talking about you. We have responsibilities. And there's nobody perfect. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of the water by the word. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. Hey, that's one time that math don't work. Samuel, 1 + 1 is supposed to equal what? But when it comes to a husband and a wife, 1 + 1 = 1. Isn't that what it's saying? Did I read that wrong? For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That's just good stuff. That's just good stuff. 1 + 1 = 1. When it comes to a husband and his wife. I got a good one. Why she stayed with me all these long years, I do not know, but she has. She's a good mama. She's a good wife. Now, my mother-in-law back there, we don't talk about her much. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. All of this that he said about husbands and wives, he said, this is a great mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. How Christ loves his bride. And he gave himself for it. That's how husbands are supposed to love their wives. And that's how wives are supposed to be submissive to their own husbands. I won't never forget my grandma telling me, I've never disobeyed Tim Canoe. I never lied for him, and I never missed church for him. But I never disobeyed your grandpa, ever. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And it wasn't because he was perfect, because my grandpa wasn't perfect. He was a old cuss now. A tobacco dipping, snuff dipping, smoke a bud if he could find one. Mama Lola wouldn't let him smoke, but if he found somebody with one, he'd suck on it. Papa Tim wasn't perfect. He is far from it. But because the Word of God said, wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, my grandma was. Women, you can do much for your children by being obedient to the Word of God. And to your husbands. Why do you think the world is in the shape it is now? Because mamas don't do anymore what they're supposed to do. If you'll raise up your children, mamas, if you'll be in subjection to your own husbands, this world's in a mess, people. Pray for our nation. Pray for each other. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Oh, how I wish He would turn this nation around. And look, people like us, people that you know need to be running for school board positions. Get on the school board and make sure at these public schools they're doing what they're supposed to do. If you don't, the left, the liberals, the ungodly is going to be running public schools. Don't let it happen. That's not a big political position, but it is something that's very important. And since they've let you women start voting, oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, you can vote now. You can get them on land now. You remember there was a day when you could not own land. There was a day when you could not vote. And you ought to vote the way your husband tells you anyway. Isn't that what it said? Isn't that what the book said? Be in subjection unto your own husband. Lord, have mercy on this nation. I pray it'll turn around. And I see that they are conservative people running for school boards and going to school board meetings to make sure they quit this CRT or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called? Corey, is that what it's called? CRT? Critical race theory? Yeah. So that white people hate themselves for being white because we're the oppressors. Really? Really, people? Are you oppressing anybody? Are you oppressing colored people? Some of my dearest friends, colored people. Don't tell me that crap. Lord, help us. Dear Pappy Roberts, would you ask the Lord's blessings on us and we'll be dismissed.
My gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so dearly that we still have the opportunity to gather ourselves and offer our praise and worship to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we prepare ourselves for the next Lord's Day, as we take the Lord's Supper,
yes, Lord,
that we will examine ourselves, Lord, that we will repent anything that we know that we have done and the things that we don't do, we will do.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for each and every one.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I give you the praise and honor and glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. Lord bless you.